Okay, let's begin our discussion of Parshas Noach, Tavshin Pei Vav, the first shiur of Tavshin Pei Vav, and the 18th cycle that Baruch Hashem we get to start now. Baruch Hashem, a Chai cycle. We should all had a lot of Chai, and you know, even though like a fundraiser might say, you know, mace is a lot more money than Chai to donate, but we'll do a lot of times Chai. And Baruch Hashem, we should be zochet to a lot of chayim of Torah, and chayim of Simcha, and chayim of Shalom. So we'll start off with the end. What do you mean the end? The end of Bereishis, because we didn't have a shiur last week, so we could talk a little bit about the end of Bereishis, which really leads into the beginning of Noach. So the end of Bereishis, if you look back at the psukim, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah describes the Kadosh Baruch Hu, again, difficult psukim, to ascribe to Hashem, and the Mefarshim struggle of Hashem's regret. And Hashem, you might say, changed his mind. So we're not going to get into the theological issues tonight, but we'll just read the Pesukim. So the Pasuk says, Vayinachem Hashem ki asasa adam ba'aret. Hashem got upset, regretted that he made man. Vayisatzev elibo. And it was, my uncle says, bish, negative feeling. I'm going to destroy the world. Again, nichamti. Said twice in two psukim. And there's an extra repeat. Kinichamti ki asisim. I'm upset. But Noach found chen, find favor in the eyes of Hashem. So the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, first of all, asks this double lashon. Source number one. Hutzrach lomar kinichamti v'lo hispik b'masha amar b'samach. Right? What do you mean kinichamti? He already said v'yinachem Hashem. Right? So what's the extra lashon of kinichamti? What's the double lashon? Question number one. Question number two. We'll ask this as a question, even though he doesn't ask it as a question. And this is a question that is dealt with even by the Rishonim already, as we'll see. Noach matzachein. You read the lashon of matzachein, it sounds like Hashem had a soft spot for Noach. Not that he deserved it. Maybe he might have, but, you know, Matzachin. Matzachin gives off a different impression than first pasuk in our parsha. Eila told us Noach ish tzaddik tamim haya b'darosav. That's somebody who deserves it. That's somebody who's earned it. Tzaddik tamim haya b'darosav. So the question that the Aruch Chaim implicitly he's going to answer. So was Noach saved because he was a tzaddik tamim haya b'darosav? Or was he saved because he was matzachein b'nei Hashem? Matzachein, you don't have to be tzaddik haya b'darosav. You could have a child who is mischievous and, you know, the parents are called into the principal's office to talk all about, but the child still is going to have some chein. And the parents are going to have a subjective way of judging their own children. So was it because of Matzachin or was it because of Noach's tzaddik? So says the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh here in source number one. It's a little cut off. It says Aruch Chaim on top, a little cut off. Balomar, shetam sha'amar emcheb hu litzad shenicham alasiyasam lo litzad ma'aseim harad. The Torah is emphasizing that Hashem is, again, we're not going to get into you know, what that means philosophically, theologically, regretting, changing his mind. Obviously, Hashem didn't change his mind. He knew beforehand. And there are messages about the first stage and the second stage. But what the Torah is emphasizing, says the Aruch Chaim, is that Hashem is changing the system here. What does that mean? Ki yesh hefresh, there's a difference between why HaKadosh Baruch Hu would want to destroy the world. Im akilayon ye litzad ma'asim ha-ra'im, is it because it's a punishment. We'll call it as a punishment. The two words that we'll use is punishment or reset. Is it because it's a punishment? Yimtzu'un shalo yischaivu kliya ve'osam shalo higiyu la'onshin. If Hashem is destroying the world because there were those there that acted so negatively and wickedly that they deserve to be punished, then obviously that punishment is only going to go on the people that deserved it. And if there were people that weren't deserving a punishment, either because they were tzaddikim, or because they were too young, and they didn't reach the level, the age of someone who was punishable by heaven, so then they wouldn't be included in the destruction. But V'miya kilayon litzad ki nicham Hashem katan nicham Hashem. If the destruction is because Hashem has decided that the project hasn't worked, Hashem has decided that it was a good try, this world thing, but you know I'm gonna close up shop. I'm gonna stop being mechadish b'chol yom tamid maaseh bereishis. So if that's the decision, then the righteous are no better off than the wicked, because Hashem's just calling it a day. Hashem is saying, it was a great thought, but, you know, let's try again in a couple million years. But Hashem is beyond time, so you can't even talk that language. But v'imiyeh kilayon litzad kinichem Hashem, as the pasuk emphasizes, katan v'gadol shamhu b'chal gzeira, they're all included. So why was Hashem destroying the world? That's what the Torah is emphasizing. It was, yes, there were destructive acts, but Hashem just concluded that the whole project didn't work, and I have to destroy the world. And based on this, according to this explanation, there's no escape. There's no escape for anyone who would want to live, because it's not about punishment. It's about reboot. Right? Reboot. If you have some work, to give a modern analogy, if you have some work that's saved on your computer, but your computer is frozen, so what do we all do? Control-Alt-Delete. Or you just hold the button enough so that, you know, it goes off. But you really don't want to turn the whole thing off, because there are some things there maybe you didn't finish saving yet. And if you hold that button down, it's going to get... But if you're starting again, you're starting again. Everything's going to be included. Right? So that's why Kodesh Baruch Hu was holding the button down to restart. So it doesn't matter who it was. So... The next connection, I don't know how you fit in the mashal of the computer, but either way. But that's why it says, Tekefu miyad v'noach matzachem enei Hashem. Why was Noach saved? Not because he was righteous, which we're going to get to. Because righteousness won't help you in this situation. But it's because it was matzachem. Pirish, lo litzad maisav, ki bebechinas hachazara shechazar Hashem mibriyas ha'adam, because of the fact that Hashem was rethinking the whole decision, lo yatzilenu ayosol tzaddik. The tzaddik is not going to be any better. Lazeh hutzrach lomar matzachin velo, right? That that's why it says matzachin velo nachao. V'la'ein mizeh hochacha lomar. But then the Torah adds, but don't think that matzachin was totally arbitrary and he had no saving grace. It was just because Hashem loved him for no other reason. The Torah adds, Noach haya tzaddik. That's just not why he was saved. Ki lo haya, ki means, ein mizeh hochacha lomar ki lo haya tzaddik. Ki agam shahaya tzaddik, lo tatzilenu tzidkaso, ela bebechinas hachein, sheheisek bemsos mechinas hamitzvahs. He got the chein, because he did certain mitzvahs that helped him achieve the chein. And that's Noach Yisadik Tamim Hayyab Darosav. Ki Yesh Lechol Adas, because you should know, says the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. What he's about to say is a great thing to know, but it doesn't really help us so much in our life. What does he say? How did Noach achieve the chein? Because Noach Yisadik Tamim. Ki Yesh Mitzvah Shetoelta Hi Lahamshich Chein Ala Adam. We don't know which ones. We could guess. But there are certain mitzvahs that Hashem loves. Hashem loves all mitzvahs, I should say. But there's a certain mitzvahs that put us in the chayin world in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a certain chayin. Bechinas gimel odal mitzvahs yiduos. Three or four known mitzvahs. Maybe it was known to the Arachayim HaKadosh, just not known to us. Right? Chazal say in Pirkei Avos, Hashem doesn't tell us the scorecard. Ki Hashem lo hodia to elios ha-mitzvos. Hashem didn't tell us the scorecard. Like you get sometimes you see on a test, this is worth 6 points, this is worth 2 points, and this is, you want to do the thing that was worth the most points. Hashem didn't tell us that. Shamar Chazal, the Medrash says, Sheyarutzo gala olam otoelios. Right? Everybody would run to those mitzvahs that, right? Vizeh Noach zacha umatza chein. So whatever mitzvahs those were, Noach did them. That's matza chein. Included the Noach is tzaddik, gam shmo yagid, then he adds a line, which we have to think about what it means, even his name, Noach chein. Backwards. Okay? What's he trying to get at there? That every name in the Torah has has meaning. And it's not arbitrary that he was called Noach. The Torah tells us he's called Yizei Nachamenu Maaseinu Mitzvah Yodeinu. It says why he was called Noach. But there are Midrashim and even here. So the Arachayim HaKadosh teaches us that Noach was saved from the Mabul not because of his general persona of Noach Yiv Tzadik, but because he found Chayin and some of the mitzvahs that he did were those. And we hope, that's another reason why we have to do all the mitzvahs. You can't pick and choose because we don't know which ones. We want to be in that Chayin category. And that's what Noach did. A different answer to this question of was it the Noach Matza Chayin or Tzadik is from the Sfarno, not going back a couple hundred years to the days of the Rishonim. Says the Sfarno, the Noach Matza Chayin, it's an amazing, he bases this on a pasuk elsewhere in Tanakh. The Noach Matza Chayin, this is the Sfarno, I think we did this years ago, Lahatzil Gambanov Ubenosav. The Sfarno is answering the question without asking it as a question. Noach found favor in the eyes of Hashem to save his family. Because who says, why were his family, why were they Zoche to be saved? Right? Noach ish tzadik tamim. The Sfarno says Noach was saved because he was a tzadik. But that wasn't good enough to save his family. For that, he needed the extra of a Noach Matza Chayin. Let's read. V'noach Matza Chayin lahatzil gambanav ubenosav lo mipnei shahaya roi lakach. Not because they or he was ro'i. Aval al tzad chanina ziko akal yizbarach lazeh. But through the, again, favor, the extra. Ka'amro, because there's a pasuk later on that he quotes from elsewhere. V'hayu shloshes ha'anashim e'ela betocha. Noach, Daniel, ve'iyov. If Noach, Daniel, and Iyov were all together. A little before Shimon, though, we spoke about that in Navi Shir. You know, what do those three people have in common with each other? Chai Hashem, Ne'um Hashem Elokim, Imbanim, Ve'imbanos Yatzilu, Heimel Avadam Yinatzilu. The pasuk says, Noach, Daniel, and Iyov, they'll only save themselves, not their family. It's a Pefer's pasuk. Says the Sfarno, that's how we got to this pshat. Because they themselves wouldn't save others. Why? If Noach was a tzaddik, why wouldn't he be strong enough to save others? So now the Sfarno quotes from Chazal. And every year we mention this. And again, all of Klal Yisrael will have to stand in judgment when Noach is able to say his piece. You know, Noach, it's kind of not fair that we always compare him to Avraham. But the Torah has it, contrasted in the Midrashim. If he would have been Avraham's generation, what Avraham? Let him be. We compare ourselves to Avraham. Everybody's compared to Avraham Avinu. But Noach is looked at as not accomplishing what Avraham accomplished. Vizet. So now, so the Sfarno exclaims, "Kilo limdu es dora madas es Hashem," because Noach didn't go out and spread the word of God. He wasn't the mashpia. He wasn't the melamed, like Avraham was. You could be a tzaddik for yourself, but you know what? That's only going to save yourself. Ka Avraham, Moshe, Ushmuel, Vizulasam. All those three unbelievable individuals didn't spend their lives for themselves. Avraham, obviously, Megayer, Shmuel, as the Gemara says, the Haramasa, Kisham Beso. Shmuel went all around Klal Yisrael, went all around Eretz Yisrael, you know, spreading the word of Hashem. And Moshe, obviously, Moshe sacrificed his family to be able to be Rabbeinu to all of Klal Yisrael, right? And he had to do that, and nobody else was asked to do that. Rav Soloveitchik, we mentioned many years ago, talks about Moshe's Akedah. Moshe's Akedah. Avram Avinu had an Akedah, but Hashem did not take Avram's son. Moshe had an Akedah, and Hashem took his family. And that, in a certain sense, is even deeper. Moshe had no more wife, no more children, connection. He was more, and he was the only one of that kind in history. But he would need it to be, because he had to be the Nosei in HaTorah. So says the Sfarno, Avram, Moshe, and Shmuel, Kamram, Zechron, Levracha. Zu elam him Daniel v'chaveir of zachsa lomo v'zachsa lamed v'chei Noach af al pi shehochiach ala ma'isim amakalkel minyan amadinos. Even though obviously Noach must have like berated them and rebuked them, but not from a religious point of view. Even though he must have said inyan amadinos, meaning from a social, probably said, what are you stealing for? Society is going to crumble. What are you acting that way for? He didn't teach them to follow in the word of Hashem. And he spoke to Hashem. Right? We say Avram was the one that was Makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Noach spoke to Hashem. It's just that Avram, for 10 generations, from Noach to Avraham, it was all about Azara. So Avraham recognized. But Noach spoke to Hashem. But he didn't spread the word. He was a tzaddik. So that's why he was saved. A tzaddik who saved is a tzaddik for himself is zocha to save himself. But what does everybody else have to do with me? But if I teach others, or if I'm the type of person that can inspire others, then obviously others will be saved bizchuti, because I'm going to help them afterwards to be able to fulfill their potential. Aval amashlim gam ezulaso, hu raishi yamali gam ezulaso. If I help perfect others, then I will be zochet to help others escape. Ki bazeh yish tikva shiachzi reim b'tshuva. The schus that I'll be able to mashlim b'tshuva. So that's, again, the godless of Avraham, the importance. And Noach was a personality that was a tzaddik. Again, he had a great introduction, but he wasn't on the level of Avraham in terms of saving others. An opposite approach is offered by Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. And this is a thought that Rabbi Yaakov mentions numerous times in a Sefer on Bereishis. We never did it here on this pasuk, which is again at the end of Bereishis, but it counts for Noach because it's about Noach. We've discussed this in Vayetze, and we've discussed this in Vayeshev. We'll remember a little bit Rabbi Yaakov's pieces, because he comes up with this Yisod Gadol that he says starts now. We never did this first one, and it continues throughout Sefer Bereishis. What does Rabbi Yaakov say? This is, you know, we have to be, give equal time to those that, not push Noach down, but have him on a lower level pedestal than Avraham. Now we're going to build him up. And again, as we mentioned, one of the most, if not the most enigmatic figure in all of the Torah. Everyone else, we could put a positive or a negative on. What other person in the Torah are there different? No, Bilam and all the tzaddikim. Like, is either good or bad? Like Noach? Okay, it's great or okay. Or great or good or okay, depending on how you understand those midrashim. But here, this one gives him some strength. Amar of Simon, left side and the top of left. The Medrash says that Hashem does chesed with the achronim bizchus the rishonim. Hashem does chesed with the later generations bizchus the earlier generations. That's called zchus avos. What about the opposite? Hashem does good with the earlier generations bizchus the later generations. That's the opposite. That's zchus banim. What's zchus banim? V'noach matzachein b'nei Hashem. Noach found favor. Be'eze zchus, bizchus toldosav. Eila toldos Noach. So the Medrash picks up on the juxtaposition of those phrases. V'noach matzachein b'nei Hashem. Eila toldos Noach. Noach found favor. Why? Bizchus his children. Bizchus his children. That's the Medrash. And the question is, what does that mean? Bizchus his children. What? His children weren't old enough to make an impact yet. We have no evidence. We have no evidence in the parsha. Again, at the end of the parsha, after the Mabel, we see that Shem is a tzaddik and the Ephes follows along, and Chum does not. But at this stage, see, quotes the Manus Kahuna, one of the classic commentaries on the bottom of the Medrash. Da'atana doris michas aparshios. The Noach matzachin b'schus ela toldos. Fine. Ulech ora mehechen mochiach zos. Where do you prove this from? Gam sarach tam dilafize. You're telling me that Noach's children were greater than Noach? Noach ish tzaddik tamim. That wasn't good enough. Shame and Yefes and Chum was saved too. Halo kumchala parsha matzino shamar shem leNoach. Noach was the one. Noach built the teva. Noach do this. Noach give Musar. You want to say the building of the table was only Noach? Fine. Shaisa Meyav Esrim Shana Kodem Amabo Adayin Lo Noldu. Right at 120, right? Noach didn't have kids until later. As the Torah tells us, and Rashi explains the two deis, why Hashem withheld children from him until he got older. The oldest one, I think Yefes was the oldest. I don't remember. I think Yefes, he was the oldest. He was 100 at the time of the Mabel. Right? So when he started building the Teva, they weren't born yet. Because it was for 120 years he built the Teva. And his oldest child was 100. So it was 20 years into the building when he had his first child. Aval achonas hamachalim, the food. When he gave Hashem gave the instructions to get the food ready. Umikol shekein achar amabel kol ha'inyan amasu umatan. V'krisas bris ha'kolim ayinoach. The lone banav. If you're telling me it's the kids that were the ikker and bischus the kids, wouldn't Hashem make the covenant with the kids and talk to the kids beforehand? It's all bischus them. It's clear that they're just secondary. So what's the message of the Medrash? Hashem will save the Rishonim b'schus the Achronim. V'yavshem atzidu acharkach sheshem ben Noach hoshav lo beis Medrash. And even though we know the first Rosh Hashiva in the history of the world was shame, right? The first one, right? Generation number 11, right? If Noach was 10, he's again the first Rosh Hashiva. U'sheshem v'shesham lamad bo Yaakov avinu, and Yaakov learned there. B'vachem b'nei Esav, Yaakov was there when he ran away from Esav. Shinshtasham yudal shana. Remember, Yaakov went 14 years. Beis Medrash, shame ve'ever. Avol Noach lo matzinu. Sheshem zeh haya baal shame. Right? We don't see that he's shame is a baal shame. Right? We don't see that he's somebody of stature. V'rachmi birchoso shloso tzazakein she'amar borach alokei sheim roin onu sheshem mizdalik b'ashem. So we see from Noach's bracha after the whole incident at the end of the parasha. Can we call shekein she'inata b'schoschem v'ischam v'yafes? Zedavar matmiya. So what is the pshat of the Medrash? Says Rabbi Yaakov. Right? Again, we understand Hashem does chesed with the achronim b'schus the rishonim. That's chus avos. But what about ose chesed im ha rishonim b'schus ha achronim? What does that mean? So he quotes the Medrash, Vanal Vanirali, line 25. Tinei lahalon ben Medrash batzinu bidorosa. Rashi quotes one of the versions. There's a number of deus. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Nechemia. Rabbi Yehuda Omer bidorosa vayat tzadik. Ha'ilo yevdorashal Moshe yevdorashal Shmuel lo hayat tzadik. He wouldn't have been. Rashi quotes to Avraham, but the Medrash has others. Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Nechemia Amar uma im bidorosa vayat tzadik. Ilo yevdorashal Moshe yevdorashal Shmuel lachas gavakama. He would have been even more of a tzaddik if he would have been surrounded by tzaddikim. Mashal itzlochesh al afar simon, and the mashal is to a little bottle of perfume. Mukefes summit pasil, if it's closed up, right? Closed up tightly. Umunachas beis hakvaros v'hayarecho nodef. V'ilo, right? If the spice gives a beautiful aroma in a beis hakvaros, which is supposed to not smell good. So the Medrash gives the mashal, right, that if he would have been in a greater generation, he would have been, you know, would have been influenced even greater. Right, the first opinion, it says that he wasn't as great as Moshe and Shmuel. What's the mashal of Rabbi Nechemia? He was tightly sealed in the Beis HaKfaris. What's that mashal? Noach had to tightly seal himself because the whole world smelled like a Beis HaKfaris, says Rabbi Nechemia. Bikivish Beis HaKfaris. V'zeo kavanas Rabbi Simon. That's what Rabbi Simon, he says, what is Rabbi Nechemia saying in the second Medrash? Noach did what he had to do to survive. You know what kind of Dora was? You're telling me like Avraham? Noach lived in a different door than Avraham. Avraham's door didn't reach the levels where Hashem said, I'm going to destroy the whole world. One city, yes. One city called Sodom, Hashem said, I'm going to destroy. But the whole world? Says Rabbi Nechemia, what are you getting on Noach for? Noach wanted to survive in the world with his values. And you know what he did? He closed himself up and he brought his family with him. And give a shkayach to Noach for saving his family. He was like a tzamid pasil, a closed bottle in the cemetery. Says Rabbi Yaakov, this from Nechemia of this Medrash connects to Rev Simon in the first Medrash. Why? Noach was saved. This is the Achronim, right? What is it? Osachesedim Arishonim? Not Bishvil HaAchronim, but because of what Noach did with his kids. Because of Bishus HaAchronim, what the Rishonim did with the Achronim, that's the Schus for the Rishonim. The Nirmaz Bamesha Samachlo, Eila told us Noach, the Medrash, it's all, they're next to each other. Davar Eila told us Noach, Siv, Beis Risham Yashmid, Vol Yisharim Yafriach. Beis Risham Yashmid, Zedor Amabol, Vol Yisharim Yafriach, Zed Noach. Hainu, Sheshamar Ahalo, Klomar, he guarded his tent. Shehitzel es Banav es Kalosav, Shelo Yigaru es Acharador Usviv Osam. Noach saved his family. He recognized that the world out there was too dangerous, and therefore he had to protect them. Vizui gadlus she'ein dugmasa lahatzilus b'nei beso b'shar shemisavivlo besakvaris v'atumam bokas v'ola. The entire world was corrupt, and Noach was able to save himself and his family. That is something that is unbelievable, and that's what the Medrash means. Says Rabbi Yaakov that Noach was saved because of what he did. He saved his family. The opposite of all, he didn't teach, and nope. You know why he didn't go outside and teach? Because he had a focus internal. He had to insulate. That was his avoda. The Navin Bazan, next page. Dulach Ora, Kshesiva lo Yitzchak, Liyakov. And now we get to related to what we've seen before. And this is the Rav Yaakov thought that he says comes up over and over again in Sefer Bereishis. We mentioned before that on his way, when Yaakov Avinu is running away from Esav and his parents send him, Yitzchak and Rivka, we mentioned that. That's the only conversation, the only words that pass between Yitzchak and Rivka in the entire Torah of Esav is Rivka says to Yitzchak, Yaakov's got to run away. That's the only sentence in all Torah of Esav. Remember that question? What did he take a detour for? 14 years. His parents told him to go somewhere, and he doesn't go somewhere for 14 years. He has to go Beis Medrash Shem Be'ever. He has to go to that. What is he going to learn Torah for? Your father asked you to get him a cup of coffee. So you see, yeah, I'll get you a cup of coffee. First, you go have to have a 2-hour seder in the Beis Medrash, and then after 2 hours, you come back and get a cup of coffee. What are you talking? I asked you to go get me a cup of coffee. You know what? What's a detour? Isn't that a violation? He had to go learn for 14 years. He's been learning with his father Yitzchak for many years, for 63 years. Shalom barat sama gimel shana. Atchuzach long lomod od yudalat shana beBeis Medrash Hachadosh. He had to go learn another 14 years. Right? Why weren't the first 63 with Yitzchak good enough? Says Rabbi Yaakov, because it was a different type of Torah that was needed. The Torah of shame, the Aver, which shame got from his father Noach, that's a different type of Torah than Yaakov Avinu got from his father Yitzchak. And that's why Yaakov had to go. Alafiza Yuvan Hetev, Shar Yaakov Kol Yamav Haya Besviva Shalat Tzadikim. Yaakov, his entire life, was surrounded by the righteous. Avram Avi Aviv. He had his grandfather Avram. Eliezer Shar Yadolu Mashkim Itar Ozo Sharabo. Eliezer, his father's Evan. V'Yitzchak Avinu V'Rivka Imo. Umatzinu Kishasari Menu Kisharasis Yishmal Shumitzachik. What did Sarah do when she saw Yishmal? She threw him out. Gareshas Amazos Vesbenav Achinasa V'Nimsa. That whole environment was kulo kodesh kadashim. Shekol tarasos Yaakov Avinu haisa bein tzadikim gemurim. All of a sudden, he has to go out into the big bad world out there, and he has to be with Lavan and Besua and the world. How is he going to survive? How is he going to be able to say Tayyug mitzvah shamarti on the way back? He has to learn how Torah could survive in an inhospitable environment. He has to go, absorb other Torah messages. How to survive as honest, even in an environment of a Ramaim and people who believed in the opposite things. Remember the Rambam, I think the only time the Rambam ever uses a lashon, the end of Hilchas Schiras, the Rambam talks about how honest we have to be in business. And he says, as we learn from Yaakov HaTzadik, who all the years was so honest. The Rambam calls him Yaakov HaTzadik. So he says, so how did he know? He had to stop off from base measure shame behavior, because what did shame? Shame was somebody who knew how to be a strong Eved Hashem in environments which were not hospitable. Where'd he get that from? His father Noah. That's what his father taught him. Right? Because he was like the Tzomet Pasil on the base HaKvaris. And they stayed. Right? And that's what Rabbi Yaakov says. He says, he gives the mashal elsewhere. He says, it's not like the mashal, like your father asks you to get a cup of coffee and you go 2 hours and go to the Beis Medrash for 2 hours before. That's a bizoyan. That's a detour. No, what if your father asks you to go get him a cup of coffee and you've never made coffee before in your life? So you first stop by and you call your friend and say, how do you make the best cup of coffee? And he tells you, and then you go make it. Well, that's part of the shlichus. You're not going to be successful in bringing him the coffee if you've never made coffee. So go ask somebody how to make the coffee, and then make the coffee, and then bring it. That's what Yaakov did for 14 years. His father, he says, go get a wife over there. But I have to get a wife and lose my own identity? He knew this is part of what he had to do. That's what Yaakov says elsewhere. He says, Ayin bidvarenu lahalon reish parshas vayeshev. We mentioned that more than 10 years ago. Rabbi Yaakov, the beginning of Vayeshev. That's why he says, if you remember the Rashi, the beginning of Vayeshev, when it says that Yaakov Avinu learned Torah with Yosef specifically, Rashi says there, all the Torah that Yaakov received from Beis Medrash Shem Ve'Ever, he gave to Yosef. What does that mean? Why didn't he give that Torah to all the other Shvatim? Yaakov had some type of Ruach HaKodesh without realizing it, that Yosef was going to need this Torah. Just like Shem needed the Torah, just like Aver needed the Torah, just like Yaakov needed the Torah, so too Yosef was going to need the Torah. The Torah of how to be an Eved Hashem in hostile environments to spirituality. And he quotes even in the footnotes, he says, maybe there's a drush on the following chazal, the beginning of brachas. Even though a person davened in shul and said kriyashma in shul, mitzvah lekrosa lamita, so it's a mitzvah to say kriyashma on your bed. You have to say kriyashma lamita. Ubiyer b'zeh lashon. And Rabbi Yaakov said, kloma. What does it mean? Even though he said Kriyas Shema in Shul, you have to say it at home. Even though you publicly were already Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim, you were an Eved Hashem in public, Mikol Makom, you have to know how to be an Eved Hashem when you're alone in your own bed, when you're not surrounded by the Tzibur that's protecting you. Lo Yatsi Dechavaso Kozman Shalom Karal Mitaso. Klomar, Afilu Below Ezer Atzibur. Ubazehu Sheitz Tayin Noach Hatzadik. That was Noach. Sheav Shenishar Yechidi Vlo Haya Bakoach Hashpa. Alat Tzibur, he didn't have the hashpah from the Tzibur. Vinishar below Beis Hakneses, he didn't. Noah couldn't say Kriyas Shema beBeis Hakneses, but he was able to say Kriyas Shema mitaso. Vinishtam Ishkan beMelitzas Chazal, Shamita Koy Albana mitaso Shlema, that he was able to have that on his children. Okay, so this is all, I guess, a background. It's not just background. It's not the first course. It's already part of the main course for tonight's shiur. Okay, let's continue. Rabbi Frand, in his first volume on the Parsha, in source number 6. So the Torah describes the decadence of the Dor HaMabul. Vatishaches ha'aretz l'bnei Elokim, vatimalei ha'aretz chamas. Rashi quotes chamas, gezel, vatishaches, Rashi quotes Arayis and Avodah Zarah. There's Arayis, there's Avodah Zarah. So what exactly, Chazal, there are a couple, section of Gemara in Perek Chelek that describes the chataim, the sins specifically of the Dor HaMabul. But the Midrashim quote to us, this Midrash we're familiar with from last week's Parsha. Last week's Parsha, we had, if you remember the Rashi, Ada and Sila, the wives of Lemech. And what does Rashi say about Ada and Sila? Even though I guess it didn't work because Ada and Sila both had children. But Rashi says the Kavana was by Ada and Sila, was that there was going to be one wife. This is the door that led to the Dor HaMabul. There was going to be one wife for children. and there was going to be one wife for beauty and pleasure. And the wife for beauty and pleasure was given a koshel ikarin, a potion to make her not be able to have children, and the other one would have the become pregnant and have all the kids. Why they do this? Because they wanted one wife to be able to keep her beauty and not you know, not have anything else to focus on. Right? One was designated to bear children, the other to keep her husband company. Right? That's tzila from the word sail. Rashi said shadow. The first was forced to live in seclusion in a state of virtual widowhood while her husband was still alive. The second was given medications that would make her barren. She would sit beside her husband, heavily made up, and entertain him, etc. So, asked Rabbi Frand, okay, it's not the greatest of minhagim, but is that enough to merit these types of behaviors to world destruction? Right, we would certainly not argue on the next page that this sort of practice reflected the highest levels of spirituality. In fact, it was certainly an indication of a high level of self-indulgence. But was it such a terrible sin that virtually the entire human race had to be wiped out? This, among other midrashim. So Rabbi Frand explains that this custom reflects a focus in life, a focus on gashmius to the highest level of taiva. This medrash is not providing a picture of antediluvian society in its final degenerate form. Rather, it's revealing to us the root. How did it start? The root cause of the precipitous decline of society, right? Where it reaches a point where nothing is sacred. Take everybody's money and women, anything. How does society fall so low that it's defined by pervasive degeneracy, theft and violence? By making the unchecked pursuit of personal pleasure the ultimate value. Eat, drink, be merry, have a good time, enjoy. Live for today's self-indulgence, gratification. When these are the values of society, when the moral compass goes haywire, the road leaves straight down. Meaning when the focus, the center of my existence is taiva and desire, whether it's physical desire, whether it's financial desire, whatever it is, that's the step towards, when that's the focus of society. And then he says that was the problem with Noach towards the end of our parsha. What's the first thing Noach did when he came out of the table? He gave karbanos. He planted a vineyard. Right? As the Medrash say, the man who was a ish tzadik tamim became an ish adama. Right? Like what he says in the next column. What's so terrible about planting a vineyard? All right, it would have been better to plant some wheat or string beans to provide some basic level of nourishment. Noach was probably off the mark in choosing to start a vineyard, but profane himself? Yes. He recognized that, right, vineyard is wine, and you're going back to the same problems. Right? That's not how we could build a God-centered world. And that's what that reflects. It reminded me a little bit, this thought, of an idea we've mentioned in the past of the Maharal. The Maharal, the beginning of Pirkei Avos. If you remember, says, or Maharal discusses, why is it that the big three Averis are those big three? Avodah Zarah, Gilei Raos, and Shfichas Damim. This is not on your sheet. Right? Avodah Zarah, idolatry, adultery, and murder. Why are those three the big three that you have to give your life for? So yes, it's based on Psukim in the Gemara, but Alpi Machshava, why those three? So the Maharal says, because those three are the exact opposites of Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim. The three pillars upon which the world stands. And therefore, if I violate, I'm undermining the pillar of the world. So the whole world doesn't have a leg to stand on, literally. And the Maharal explains how the three are parallel. Two out of the three are pretty straightforward. Right? Avodah Zarah, Avoda. Avodah Zarah is the opposite of Avoda. And Shvichas Damim and Gemilas Chasadim, the opposite. What about the other two? Torah and Gilui Arayos. So the Maharal explains beautifully, how are those opposite of each other? Gilui Arayos is the most mundane, physical, lowly, animalistic activity where it's all for my own personal pleasure. Torah is the most sublime, heavenly, uplifted and uplifting activity that a person could be involved in. What's the focus of our life? Rabbi Frand is saying here, is it the Torah? Is it the Gilui Arayos? What's the focus? And once that's a focus of life, then everything else follows. Okay. Moving right along. So we continue now later in the parsha. Rashi quotes, again, based on the pasuk in Zion, that Noach was Miketanei Amana. Miketanei Amana. Avna Miketanei Amana, Amana, you know, because it says Mipnei Mehamabol. What's Mipnei Mehamabol? He didn't go in until the end, right before the waters pushed him in. So, and the Pasha Pshat is Mipnei Mehamabol, because, right, Miketanei Amana. There are drushim. We mentioned this many years ago. I gave it again because, you know, once we're talking about this pasuk, we'll go to Source 7 for a second, then we'll go back to Source 6. Source 7 in the Mayana Shel Torah, so he quotes Hasidic masters, the Rebbe Mivorka, that quotes, how can you say this about Noach? Mamin Veino Mamin. He was Miketanei Amana? He said, no. Put the comma in a different place. Look how he reads it. Until the last moment, Hashem did not think there was going to, Noach didn't think it was going to be a marvel. He thought people would do tshuva. He thought people would come back. Look how he reads it. Noach Miketanei Amana Hoya Ma'amin. Right? Noach believed in the Ketanei Amana. He believed in those around him. Ve'eino Ma'amin Sheyavo Amabo. He didn't think that Amabo would... Okay, that's totally not how generally it's supposed to be read. But, you know, Rabbi Mivorka says, put the comma in a different place, and it comes out a totally different shot. Right? He believed in the Ketanei Amana. And he didn't mean that, he didn't think that the Mabo would come. They're going to do tshuva. Until it actually came. So he had to go in. So it fits into the pasuk. So according to that, you know, it's not saying anything negative. And or the quotes from Moav Yisrael, the Apterav, that he didn't want to believe it because when tzaddikim believe something, it becomes realities. So that's why he didn't want to believe it. To save the world. Lefi godel emunaso bitchono shel adam hofech adav lios b'metzius. And that's why he didn't want to believe it. Avo misha yinoch mamin b'borei choshesh ha'elaham in emuni yesera b'vo ala mabo. Until it actually came, and then he had no choice. So according to those two pshatim, okay. But according to the pasha pshat, is that this is a little bit of saying that Noach was a little not as strong. So suggest the Menachem Tzion. The Menachem Tzion, we know the son-in-law, or Si Pesach, or Zax, that this root of Noach being Mamin Veino Mamin, that's why, relating to what we said earlier, that's why he wasn't able to be Mashpia as much as Avram Avinu was. Just the contrast. Because as the Pasuk says in Sfania, and the Gemara says in Maseches Sanhedrin, is Koshishu V'Koshu, first, we have to work on ourselves. If we make ourselves into a rock, if we make ourselves so strong, then that could be mashpia on others. But first step is to work on ourselves. Because Noach was mamin ve'eno mamin, that's why it didn't work. Noach, says the Menachem Tzion, Noach haya rofeif be'emunaso. V'itachin, he was a little soft. It's possible. Maybe that's why we've asked before. 120 years he was given Musar Shmuzin. Not one person was inspired. Not one. He didn't touch anybody's heart in the whole world. Right. We've had other answers to that question. But says the Menachem Tzion, because maybe if he wasn't solid, if a person isn't strong and perfect themselves, themselves, va'avon. Ulam einenu yachol limshoch lev achir machar, you can't get somebody else. Avraham, ha'yehefach minoach, hu ha'yatakif be'emunaso. He was stronger than anybody in the history of the world. Ad kadei nechonos lahashlech lihi shalech. L'kifshon ha'esh, to be thrown into the kifshon ha'esh, hu dima lachal mesur. And that's why ha'nefesh ha'osu b'charon, he was able. Eitan, Avraham is called Eitan. Eitan ha'ezrachi. Why did he have the most hashpa? Because he was Eitan. He was strong from within. But he says in the medrash that I skipped on line 8. Ani choma v'shaddai kimigdalos. Ani choma. It's a reference to Avram Avinu. Avram is like a wall, and that's why shaddayim gives nourishment to the baby, and that's the Avram Avinu was able to give nourishment because he was that wall. Amar Avram Avinu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ani Choma Ve'amid Va'amid Maisim Tovim Kachoma V'Shadai Kim Migdalosh Ani Yasir La'amid Kitim Kitim Chabura Shel Tzadikim Kiyotzi Bo Balamecha V'chulu. And that's the emphasis of Avram versus Noach. But again, the message for us, says the Menachem Sion, is to make sure that we are as strong as could be. If we want to then mashpia on others, we have to make sure that we do our best to perfect our own avodas Hashem. Oh. There is a thought that I've mentioned various times in the past from Rav Meir Shapiro. I found it in the Pardes Yosef, one of the Achronim from 100 plus years ago. He doesn't connect it to what we usually connect it to, but he has it on Noach. And here's the Vart. It's exactly. Maybe Rav Meir Shapiro quoted. I didn't hear it from Rav Meir Shapiro. Maybe he quoted the Pardes Yosef in source number 8. You have it. But again, it'll be familiar to you. But now we have a Pardes Yosef to quote. Hema v'kalachaya. All the animals were on the teva. All the animals were on the teva. Says the Pardes Yosef. Hine. Bishas ha-sakana. Yahalchu kalasech suchim l'kalam eflagos. All arguments drop when there's danger. Right? Once there's a danger, I remember after 9/11, even New Yorkers, we were nice to each other. I remember driving home that day. It took about 3 hours to get from the Yeshiva University, the upper part of Manhattan, back to Brooklyn that day. Many hours, the whole Manhattan was closed. You had to go all the way around through, went through like every borough to get home. But I remember consciously the feeling of everybody was like nice on the road. B'chavod, like everybody was like letting everybody else go. When there's a time of danger, all sechsuchim, and obviously in our more recent time, from October 7th. Kimi asher yisaken nafsho binaso besvina, who's gonna endanger themselves when they're on a boat? Bishasha chashvali hishaver. L'sachsech rivu madon, afshat sedegito. You're in a rowboat with somebody. You get into a big fight with them. What, and you're gonna start shaking the boat? And then what's gonna happen? Is it gonna be good for anybody? Bigu'ula ha'asida, but says the Pardes Yosef, but 1 second. The Mabel talks about all the animals on the Teva. Right? Yeshayahu HaNavi says this unbelievable prophetic vision that all the animals are going to get along with each other when Mashiach comes. The wolf and the sheep are going to lie with each other. What's the big deal? That happened once before. It happened once before already. Yeshayahu HaNavi, it's on the Teva. Halagamba Mabel. All of the wild beasts came onto the teva, and they didn't hurt each other. What's Yeshayahu saying? This unbelievable vision. Everybody's like, whoa. It happened once before. Explains the Pardes Yosef. No, it never happened. Because there are two types of unity. There are two types of peace. Yesh shalom sheba me'akaras halev. Umitaras hanefesh, mitzachzeches hadas. What happened on the teva? That was type one that we said. It was achdus mitoch, a common enemy, a danger. Not because there's anything more than binding them. Right when the danger leaves, then the achdus is going to leave. But then there's a different type of achdus based on a shared vision or aspirations or values or connection, inherent connection. That's what Yeshayahu HaNavi is talking about. Where even the animal's lave is going to be open to the das of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. U'musr nala shalom zeh hu yid nevui ein anu mevinu, so we can't even fathom it. Avo shalom haba b'sha sakana, what happened on the teva? V'yis yachid im oivo agadol, you get together with your enemy? L'chom soneyem zeh no gadol kolkach. Right, countries that hate each other. They would never do anything with each other. But in the UN, they all get together to vote against Israel. Right, because that's a shah sakana for them. V'zehaya b'mabol v'ein chidesh shahaya sham shalom b'teva. Right? That's not peace. Real peace. Well, we're, k'sha'anu omdim b'ein arayos harotzim l'val'enu ha'hechrech l'shalom sh'mokein svinasenu atarav chalila v'ein makom l'cheshbonos min atzad. What does he end off? We the Jewish people are surrounded. We're on the boat. We better stay together. At least, he says at the end, at least Achdus type 1. At least that. Halavai, we should be Zocha to the Achdus type 2. Which we will be Zocha to, and hopefully we are Zocha to already somewhat. We just got to work on it more and more to be able to be Zocha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu looking down upon us. Because that's what Hashem wants. Hashem just wants Shalom and Achdus Bein Am Yisrael. Hashem, we should be Zocha to be able to see the goodness in each other, like the the tefillah of the Noam Elimelech. Med Hashem, we should be zochet to all good things. For Am Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, we had Aschala in our 18th cycle of the Parsha Shiurim. We should be zochet to have many, many more.